Robert Adams, Book 1, Chapter 6, Ecclesiastical History of the English Peoples of Venerable Bede. Chapter 6, Of the Reign of Diocletian, and How He Persecuted the Christians. In the year of our Lord, 286, Diocletian, the 33rd from Augustus, and chosen emperor by the army, reigned 20 years, and created Maximian, surnamed Herculius, his colleague in the empire. In their time, one Carausius, of very mean birth, but a man of great ability and energy, being appointed to guard the sea coasts, then infested by the Franks and Saxons, acted more to the prejudice than to the advantage of the commonwealth, by not restoring to its owners any of the booty taken from the robbers, but keeping all to himself, thus giving rise to the suspicion that by intentional neglect, he suffered the enemy to infest the frontiers. When, therefore, an order was sent by Maximian that he should be put to death, he took upon him the imperial purple and possessed himself of Britain, having most valiantly conquered and held it for the space of 7 years. He was at length put to death by the treachery of his associate Electus. The usurper, having thus got the island from Carausius, held it 3 years, and was then vanquished by Aeschylipodidus, the captain of the Praetorian Guards, who thus, at the end of 10 years, restored Britain to the Roman Empire. Meanwhile, Diocletian in the east and Maximilian Herculius in the west commanded the churches to be destroyed and the Christians to be persecuted and slain. This persecution was the 10th since the reign of Nero, and was more lasting and cruel than almost any before it. For it was carried on incessantly for the space of 10 years, with the burning of churches, proscription of innocent persons, and the slaughter of martyrs. Finally, Britain also attained to the great glory of bearing faithful witness to God. End of Book 1, Chapter 6 of the Ecclesiastical Histories of the English Peoples of Venerable Bede.